CNN is outraged that Oklahoma wants leftist teachers to pass Prageru's common sense assessment to get a job. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 19, 2025. Educators who have relocated to Oklahoma from radical leftist states must now pass an assessment designed by conservative organization Prageru to earn a certificate that allows them to teach in Oklahoma schools. The move is meant to ensure the state is successfully weeding out left-wing agendas in education. Unsurprisingly, CNN and leftists throughout the country are outraged at what they consider an insult to the teaching profession. While CNN and Democrat leaders are freaking out over the notion that a conservative organization could have even the slightest influence over what happens in a school, the test developed by Prageru simply aims to ensure teachers are not pushing a left-wing agenda onto our kids, Oklahoma's top education official said. Every teacher that teaches in the state of Oklahoma will have to have a certificate that goes through my office, Ryan Walters, the state superintendent for public instruction, told CNN. Walters added that if educators fail the assessment, they will not earn a certificate that allows them to teach in public schools in the state this school year. We will not allow these leftist plans and schemes to take place here in Oklahoma, he said. They are trying to warp the minds of our kids to turn them into social justice warriors, instead of kids that are getting the most of their God-given talents to go get a good job, to go live a fulfilling life. While Oklahoma is currently giving the test to educators who have to relocate to the state from California and New York, the assessment may expand to applicants from up to 8 states in the future, Walters added. In its report, CNN bizarrely referred to the Prageru assessment as controversial, suggesting this is because the popular conservative organization has been embraced by the political right for offering curriculums that champion ideas aligned with the Make America Great Again movement. The outlet, however, then appeared to inadvertently counter its own assertion by citing some of the test questions it had obtained, revealing the assessment is not actually political in nature, but rooted in common sense and basic facts. One question, for example, reportedly gives teachers a series of multiple-choice answers, asking them to select which chromosome pairs determine biological sex. Failing to correctly answer such a query would suggest an educator does not have a basic understanding of science. Another question simply asks educators why freedom of religion is important to America's identity. Other queries ask for the first three words of the Constitution, naming the two chambers of the U.S. Congress, and identifying the number of U.S. senators. Oklahoma Democrat Party Chairman John Waldron told CNN that teachers are not signing up to be educators because they hate America, and insisted that no such educators exist in schools. If that is the case, then the teachers taking Prageru's assessment should have no problem passing the test, given the sample questions CNN provided in its report. Waldron further complained to the outlet by describing the Prageru assessment as a loyalty test from an unaccredited agency, adding that he feels it is an insult to the teaching profession. But Prageru's test was developed in partnership with the Oklahoma State Department of Education, which shared the state's required standards and certification tests with the conservative organization. Walters told CNN that Prageru compared Oklahoma's education standards against what is required for teachers in California and New York in order to create the assessment. You're gonna teach that there's biological differences between males and females, period, Walters told the outlet. You're going to teach American history and use primary source documents, not pushing a left-wing agenda onto our kids. Oklahoma's top superintendent added that California and New York have required teachers to do things that are antithetical to our standards and values as a state. Therefore, educators passing the assessment developed by Prageru will help to ensure that these teachers agree to teach what is required in the state of Oklahoma, Walters said. Notably, CNN also claimed in its report that Prageru is not an accredited university or education institution. Institutions deemed to be accredited universities, however, have fallen out of favor with a growing number of Americans, who are increasingly saying they have little or no confidence in higher education. A Gallup poll conducted last year revealed U.S. adults who say they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in higher education plummeted by 21 percentage points since 2015, while those who have little or no confidence in accredited institutions skyrocketed by 22 percentage points. Oklahoma's partnership with Pragaru is a clear sign of the influence the company has gained in the U.S. education system amid the Trump administration's efforts to reshape U.S. education, CNN reported. What is omitted in the report, however, is a reminder that President Donald Trump won the 2024 election in a landslide victory that involved securing not only the Electoral College, but the popular vote in every swing state in the nation as well. The results were seen by many as not only President Trump receiving a clear mandate to enact his agenda, but also served as a stark indication that the majority of Americans across the country are vying to see the woke era finally come to an end. As Breitbart News reported, Pragaru's educational material have already been approved for use as curriculum offered to public school teachers in 9 other states in addition to Oklahoma, causing leftists to collectively have a meltdown every time another state announces it will begin providing the organization's resources that celebrate the rich history and values of the United States in schools. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.